warfare has changed. Warfare has always changed. And I think what we're confronting currently in Iraq and spilling over from Syria is a particularly horrible and ugly form of warfare. And I think last night's news showing the, some people call it beheading, I think it's just straightforward foul murder of another American hostage, just shows the depth to which people are now stepping. But of course, as you said in the introduction, this is the 75th anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War. And of course, we're in the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of the First World War this year, anniversaries all the time. And sadly, the Second World War, many people would probably say, started because of the unsatisfactory way in which the First World War had started. So sadly, warfare and violence have been with us throughout history, probably will be. The important thing is that we react to it correctly, you know, today and now.
Plenty to react to today. The apparent beheading of Stephen Sotloff. What consequences is that likely to have? Because that there's talk about a British hostage being next. How are the US and the UK likely to respond here?
Well, of course, these murders of hostages are dreadful and they're terrible for the families concerned. But without sounding too hard-hearted about it, one mustn't allow a nation such as ours or the Americans to be deflected from doing the right thing. And I think the right thing has many dimensions, one of which actually is taking on Islamic State fighters in Iraq and also working out how to do it in Syria, because their intention is to recreate this kind of fundamentalist caliphate state stretching across areas of the Middle East and possibly even beyond. So they've got to be taken on, they've got to be confronted and the right thing done. And I think the Americans are right to have taken the lead in airstrikes, to constrain what they can do. And I think, although there is a natural reluctance, and rightly so, to put Western boots on the ground in Iraq and elsewhere, there are people fighting Islamic State, the Iraqi army, the Peshmerga, the Kurds.
Should we be arming them and helping them out?
Absolutely, that's the point I'm building up to, that if they're prepared to take them on, they need to be given the modern weapons and training and know-how to know how to operate them. And it's right that our government increasingly is looking as if it's going to do that and take that seriously. So these people have got to be confronted and they've got to be faced down.
Talk about boots on the ground. It sounds very much like various countries could be heading that way in Eastern Europe, because the focus later this week will be on the NATO summit in Wales. And NATO's deploying several thousand troops as a crisis response force, is what they say, in Eastern Europe. Not in Ukraine, it's not part of NATO, in Poland. But could this escalate in the next few months?
Well, of course, there's always a danger of things escalating. And again, back to the 75th anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War, because it's generally accepted, because Hitler was appeased and not stood up to, it then escalated and went downhill to the point where 3rd of September 1939, we wound up having to declare war. Now, as far as what's going on in Ukraine is concerned, no one wants to see a return to the Cold War, or indeed to a hot war of fighting between the West and Russia. But I think what Russia has to understand is that the West is not going to be pushed about. And therefore, under American leadership, NATO has to stand up to the plate, has to increase its spending. Some of the European nations are woeful in their defence spending. But also, I think, to make demonstrative deployments in Eastern Europe to show the Russians that we do mean business and we do take our own security and indeed the security of Ukraine seriously.
And the government is announcing today it's signing a £3.5 billion deal to build nearly 600 armoured vehicles for the army. Is Britain spending enough?
Well, the NATO spending mark is 2% of GDP, 2% of our economy on defence. Britain is there or thereabouts as far as that's concerned, but many of the European nations are below that mark. And the Americans quite rightly can point to 2 million men in Europe, men and women in Europe, under arms, in uniform. Not many of them are actually deployable or that well equipped and that well trained. So I think to put pressure on other European nations to increase their defence spending and their defence effort makes sense in terms of the security of Europe.
Now, I mentioned that you're president of the Army Benevolent Funds, and you must be seeing a big increase in the number of soldiers needing the help, and you're very busy fundraising at the moment, aren't you?
Well, yes, the Army Benevolent Fund really has come into existence since the Second World War, and particularly with recent involvements in Iraq and Afghanistan, there are a number of soldiers and their families who need support. And the great British public has stepped up to the plate wonderfully over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And next week, we have our annual big fundraising event at Thursford. The Parachute Regiment Band is beating retreat and then doing a concert. And I just hope lots of people are going to come. You can buy the tickets from Thursford, from the box office. There are a number which a lot of people know, 013-28878-477. And it's going to be a great evening. And We've asked the band to play some really good and popular tunes, and we've got a lot of World War II tunes and songs. Have a sing-along, Long Way to Tipperary, and Pack Up Your Troubles, all that kind of stuff, and one or two other surprise items. So please come, buy tickets. It's £22, including supper. Quite expensive, but it's a really good evening out, and I hope people will come support the Army Benevolent Fund as it supports those, particularly from Iraq and Afghanistan recently, but still going back to the Second World War, those who have stood up for us, have put their lives on the line for us, some of whom have been injured, and it's our way of saying thank you. So come along to Thursford next week on Tuesday the 9th of September.